It is a pleasure now to introduce the next speaker, Elizabeth Palmeiro, and she is the wife of Ramon Lavagnino. And I don't know about you also, but I've been waiting for that phone to ring, but we haven't heard it yet, so I think we'll continue waiting. But I would like to invite Elizabeth to...
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and good evening. I just called my house a few minutes ago to ask if Ramon has called to my children, but my mother told me he has not called today. I don't know what happened. Yesterday, he didn't call. I hope he is okay, that he is not in a lockdown. Maybe you know what is a lockdown. Everybody is in the cell. Nobody can go out, they cannot make phone calls, they cannot take a shower, they cannot eat normal food like every day. So Gloria and I are expecting the phone call. Not yet. So if you feel angry about the speech of Lenny Wenglass, can you imagine how I feel? I know everything about this case. I have been dealing with it for about 9 years, and for me, every time I hear this truth, I feel really bad, but let's do my job. During the last 9 years, my family has been suffering from the biggest injustice this world has never known. In a world involved in a so-called war on terror carried out by the United States government, my husband and his four brothers, of course, are unfairly serving time in prison just for opposing terrorism coming from the U.S. against the Cuban people. It has been a political process. My husband and the other four are in prison because they are Cuban, just because they represent the best of the Cuban people and its revolution. I hope you all know about the long list of terrorist attacks that my people have been suffering since the triumph of the revolution, so it's not worthwhile to repeat this. But it seems like it has never happened. Nobody knows about the long history of criminal sabotage against Cuban people. The American authority has never done anything to stop them and arrest the real terrorists, the ones that are free now in Miami, like Posada Carrile, Orlando Bosch, and many others. We, the relative of the Cuban Five, have been used by the American government to cause more suffering and pain in this sad experience we are living. Mothers without their loved sons, children without their father, wives without their beloved ones. From this tribune, I denounce the U.S. government for having a double speech in this war marked by the war on terror. They are the real terrorists. They are the anti-terrorists. The anti-terrorist has to be free. They shouldn't be in prison, deprived from their most elementary rights. For instance, the right to be visited by us. The American government has tortured psychologically our relative in prison when they delay the visas to enter the American territory and when they deny the visas of Olga and Adriana to visit René and Gerardo. The American government has no moral authority to talk to me or to anybody on human rights violated elsewhere, when they continuously violate the human rights of our family, when trying to destroy us as family and keeping us separated for so many times without any reason, without any right. When they don't allow us to see our husband, our sons, our father, they are doing a brutal act. My family, like the other relative, is being used to punish Ramon, Rene, Fernando, Gerardo, and Antonio. We are used to break their spirits, but they don't know that the power of love is invincible. Love keeps us fighting for justice, though tears of sadness sometimes make us feel really bad. Our hope is that everybody gathered here today in Toronto will join the efforts to break not only the walls of silence, but also the walls of the prison. Our hope is that everybody here today will make Fernando, René, Antonio, Gerardo, and my beloved Ramon get out of the prison sooner than later. Our hope and confidence is with you. It is a political case, and no other has been solved without the international support and solidarity, like Ramon said in his message to the people gathered here today. I hope to see my husband Ramon in my house in Cuba someday, and I know that this day will be soon, but we all depend on you. Now, I will read only one sentence of Ramon's message, with the hope that it will keep all the time in your mind and in your heart. This is a political case, and no other has been solved without the support of the international solidarity of the people. Thank you very much.